Blog Talk Radio.
Started off with a little bit of Casey Muskin, of course known as Dylan, of SeaWorld High Fashion, but of course, who have I been playing for intro music and theme music, Prince and Third Eye Girl. I need to contact Prince. I know he's been listening, but it's always good to get the okay to, hey, I'm playing your music. I've been enjoying myself tweeting Third Eye Girl. I was enjoying tweeting with the right girl anyway, and then it's just been so fun to see Prince back in the game of tweeting during the broadcast. Check and see what he's tweeting about, because this is the second night, right, of the Prince Presents music series in New York. Shout out to the New York listeners and listeners here in Jacktown and Miami and L.A. and throughout the nation and across the pond. And sending much love to my Australian listeners, especially. We have such a, you know, we're so supportive of one another, and it's such sad news that the Australian athlete, I know this is, what are we talking about, matters of the heart, but because my listening audience consists of many of Australians here in America and abroad, I can't help but send just love and hugs regarding the horrific crime that happened here in the States regarding a student from Australia. Just sending love to all of us here in America and in Australia. That's such a sad story. And, you know, that's why we're always praying for world peace, because it's just horrific what happens within our own communities and when we're outside of our communities and in other communities. The whole world is a whole a big community, you know, and so I just wanted to mention that before we really get the show started. But again, shout out to my friends partying with Prince and Chevy J and Liv Warfield at New Power Generation featuring the MPG horns and special guests and all of that good stuff. Who was the guest last night? Because today has been a very busy day for me. So, and matter of fact, I had the show rescheduled this morning to 5:30, and then to now, and I was making sure that I was getting on the air on time. But my, you know, lightning had struck my residence last week, so my modem was destroyed, and I had to get a replacement modem. And I finally got the modem today, and so I literally have been. The cable service was not affected, but my voice service and my internet service was affected. Thank God for T-Mobile. You know, I love Comcast and I love T-Mobile. Thank God the reason I have been able to broadcast the show the past week because of my T-Mobile internet service with my cell service and all that. So I promise you, about 30 minutes ago, 45 minutes ago, the phone and internet service started acting up again. And I'm like, oh, my God, I thought I was going to call the Comcast people and talk with them. Or if things did not work out, you know, have to schedule a tech guy. But then about 15 minutes till 9, broadcast time, everything started back working and everything. But I was like, I'm not going to change the show time again, even though we do have fun late nights. But, again, those of you partying, I would pass a big shout-out to you at City Winery in New York. And, you know, you guys just have fun. Party enough for me. I can't wait till you guys come down to the Deep South and party with us. So let's continue on listening to a little bit more of Prince and 3G. And we're talking about, is it okay to keep harmless secrets? You know, just fun secrets. You know, we talked to Ebony Empress a couple weeks ago, and she said it's good to have some mystery and not put everything out on the table. Now, you know, there's different type of secrets, and, you know, so some people might say we're dependent on the secret. And so, you know, let's talk about that. I have been researching and reading articles and different articles from different sources and researching, and it's just amazing. But I'm with some of you. There are many of you that say, well, it depends on the secret. And because I'm one of those people, I believe, just telling everything. You know, to be honest, I am. I really am. But I agree with Ebony Empress a couple weeks ago when she said, well, you should be some mystery to it. And if it's fun, secretive secrets, yeah, it's good to have some mystery and with secrets come surprises, huh? Yeah, there are good secrets and fun secrets and all that good stuff. So I would love to hear your input. I'm in a chat room. The chat room is open, and you can call in 714-409-0614. I can already vibe that this is going to be like a pretty laid-back broadcast, you know, laid-back. You guys know, have you heard one of my favorite guys have a new show that would be hitting the tube in November? I'm talking about James Franco. And I read an article earlier this morning, and on Facebook, he shared with us that he will have a new series on Ovation TV. Ovation TV is a new network that we will be presented with, and it's all about art. We need something like that, don't we? That should be an awesome network. Looking forward to it. But let's continue on. Thank you.
Some people tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me bend. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, well, so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Think I'm kinda smart. Why must the brother stop at you before he starts? Does not compute. Yeah, does not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. I'd like to talk to you about the health effects of outdoor air pollutants. We've known for a long time that air pollution can cause very serious health problems, including killing people. We have times in our past history when we have seen the deadly health effects from episodes of air pollution. And in fact, about 40 years ago, the United States took the step of putting the Clean Air Act into place to provide a way for us to clean up pollution so that we could reduce this terrible burden on our health. Air pollution, however, today remains a serious threat to our nation's health. We as a nation must remain committed to providing healthy air for all of our citizens. Air pollution is actually more dangerous for some people than for others. For infants, for children, for teenagers, our seniors, for anyone with lung diseases like asthma or chronic bronchitis, for people with heart disease, and even people with diabetes, and even people who are healthy adults who work outside or exercise outside, are all at risk when air pollution levels are high. These folks are much more vulnerable to the harm that air pollution can have on our bodies. People everywhere can be harmed by air pollution, from newborn babies whose lives are cut short, to grandparents who suffer heart attacks, to healthy, vibrant lifeguards even, whose lung function is reduced, as we found in some recent studies. New research is warning us that women in their 50s may be particularly at risk from air pollution. We also know that people who are forced to breathe diesel exhaust and other engine exhausts on the job, like truck drivers and dock workers, may face greater risk of developing lung cancer or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. People with low income or some racial and ethnic groups often face greater exposure to pollution because pollution sources like factories and power plants may be closer to their homes. Census data tell us that many people live near areas with heavy highway traffic, and highways are major sources of air pollution. Having poor access to health care for any reason may also make some people vulnerable. Some racial and ethnic groups also have higher incidence of diseases like asthma or diabetes, which makes them more at risk from air pollution.
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. He weighed 1 pound, 7 ounces. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His brain wasn't ready. At the hospital, the nurses said Daniel was a fighter, and they would do all they could to help him. The doctor said even with the best care, Daniel may never walk. He may never see. He may never learn. Daniel's parents spent night after night at the hospital, watching his every breath, holding his tiny hands, and looking for signs that he was growing stronger. At home, his parents looked around Daniel's empty nursery, at the quiet toys and the still rocker, and they hoped that one day they could sit in that rocking chair and tell this story to their very healthy son. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year, but there's hope for a happy ending. The March of Dimes is funding the research and programs to stop premature birth. You can help bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies. This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His parents could only hope that one day he would leave the hospital healthy, and they would all live happily ever after. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year. You can help the March of Dimes stop premature birth and bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Wow. Important information from important organizations.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of 3 oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Jefferson Parish officials are searching for suspects. The woman was the passenger in a friend's car when someone opened fire on them. That friend ended up dying.
Okay, I'm taking out of these stories. These are some amazing stories that's going on right now. Thank you again for tuning in and spending some time with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Okay. One article that I ran across in my research, and this is about secrets, and of course coming from a psychological point of view, and that's Psychology Today. And it's an article that was published last September in Psychology Today, and Alex Lickerman, MD, authored the article, Happiness in This World, Reflections of Buddhist Physician, The Danger of Keeping the name of the article is The Danger of Keeping Secrets. When should we keep a secret and what are the risks? And it was published last September of last year, the end of September, by Alex Lickerman, MD. And again, in Happiness in This World, Psychology Today. And it goes on to say that his article began with this: you're only as sick as your secrets. You're only as sick as your secrets, goes as saying in Alcoholics Anonymous. And they should know one of the hallmarks of alcoholism, of any addiction, there are many addictions out there, really is deception. Addicts deceive others to cover up their addiction and to deny they have one, which may explain why most of the sober alcoholics I know, that's what the author says, are so honest. Any return to the habit of deception, they leave risk reopening the door to drinking. And you know what? That's how I feel. I think it's important to live as honest as possible in life. And though I always mention this about my attorney friend, James Dallas, but as long as he's been my friend and my attorney since I was 6, he has always stressed the importance of being honest, honest within your overall life. And that's one reason why I have the name Be True. This is a name I've had a long time. And the friends always call me B, but I added the Be True. You know, B because my name is Bethany Bass and all that. But Be True because at the time that I named myself Be True, producer name, poet name, that's when I really noticed and realized the importance of being as honest person to yourself. And one only hurts oneself when they lie to themselves and not only to others, but to themselves. I mean, who is the, you know? So it goes on to say, it depends on what kind of secret, right? Because some secrets can be deceptive. This is me talking in regards to this article. Okay. So the article goes on to say that they may very well be right, though not all truths need to be shared with everyone, or even anyone. Maintain a healthy and happy life. Consider some truths like swallowing slow-acting poison. One's insides gradually rot. How does one tell the difference between the kind of secret one should keep and the kind one shouldn't? Perhaps a good guide would be this. The kind of secrets that shouldn't be kept are those that allow us to behave in a way that causes harm to others or to ourselves. All too common examples of this include addiction to alcohol, drugs, gambling, sex, and so on, as well as infidelity to spouses and business partners and friends and so on. Keeping these kind of secrets allows the detrimental behavior to continue. Confess such secrets to the right people, and it becomes much harder for the harm the secrets enable to continue. But though revealing that we have a problem with alcohol or drug addiction often represents a serious step toward recovery, the virtue of confessing infidelity, especially if they were one-time occurrences only, is far less clear. If a man cheats on his wife once, regrets it, and resolves never to do it again, will he do more good than harm in confessing, or more harm than good? That's a good point. One time? Even then there's a picture of a woman holding her finger to her lips as to say, shh, and it says, keep a secret. Withholding a secret can hurt, so can revealing it. Oh, revealing it. Though one could imagine several results from such a confession, the scenario in which his wife forgives him and the relationship ultimately continues intact as a period of healing, to the scenario in which the marriage continues but in a shattered form, to the scenario in which the relationship ends horribly and painfully, there are reasons to think that not confessing might in some instances be worse. Such situations are always nuanced and need to be considered on a case-by-case basis. But if you decide to confess, it will likely, number one, reduce your guilt. So people maintain such secrets do so ostensibly to prevent the last two scenarios that the author listed above. And this means keeping some secrets has its cost. We have to think of the consequences of keeping secrets and also revealing them. And this is me talking. And it goes on to say that your confession by no means guarantees a release from guilt. It's likely the only way to make such a release possible. Certainly confessing with even a genuinely contrite heart may not move the person you've hurt to forgive you, but it will open up an even more important possibility that you will be able to forgive yourself. Was Rascal Lindenkoff better off for eventually confessing he murdered the old woman in Crime and Punishment, even though doing so landed him in prison? A debatable point, but Dostoevsky seemed to think so. And two, prevent the person or persons who would be hurt by learning the secret from finding out about it from someone else. Now that is something when you hear a secret from someone else, especially a hurtful secret. And it goes on to say that the revealing of yourself will cause pain. Having them learn it from someone else will undoubtedly cause even more. You very well may risk the end of the relationship, but depending on how likely you judge it that your secret might be revealed from other sources, you need to decide which path is riskier. Number three, reduce the number of your offenses. It's one thing to do something hurtful to someone, another to do so and keep it for them. While the former is often hard to forgive, the latter is even harder. And to conclude the article, it goes on to say that decide not to reveal a hurtful secret. Now, see, I said, you know, in the description of the show, that a secret is not harmful, but we're talking about hurtful secrets, too. These are, you know, deciding not to reveal a hurtful secret is usually easy, but deciding to reveal it is hard. Deciding not to reveal a hurtful secret is usually easy, by deciding to reveal it is hard. But if it's a secret you're withholding from someone with whom you're intimate, a spouse, a parent, a sibling, a best friend, even if it need never come up, it represents a barrier, a schism between you and that person. Maybe you can tolerate that schism by simply not thinking about it, but maybe you can't. Which is why the author says, I suppose, a good rule of thumb by which to live your life, to try not to have any secrets to keep at all. That is to do anything you can't tell the people who matter to you most. And again, this is from Dr. Lickerman's book. It was a new book this time last year, The Undefeated Mind, from the Science of Constructing an Indestructible Self. It was published last November 6th, and you can find it at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. That is very interesting. That is very interesting. And I shared it on LinkedIn and Twitter and, of course, Facebook. So
So those are the dangers in keeping secrets from Psychology Today. And then there are some secrets and so on. But then I'm looking at a article from the Intentional Life, and it's from this month. And I'm no way a relationship expert, but I am an expert on my own life experiences and living life with, you know, with those of you that share your life stories with me. And I believe I'm doing a lot of research and all of that. And I'm checking out an interesting website. And they're talking about, okay, if you can keep secrets within a marriage, a relationship, if you're unmarried, is a whole other thing. But if you are bounded by vows, that's something. And this was recently published at Intentional Living. And they have audio, podcast, and they have a blog to go along with this. So I'm going to share some of the information that they share in regards to keeping secrets in your marriage. The blog goes to say that when we were little, keeping secrets was fun. Now, if you're married, they can destroy marriage. Social media, text messages, and cell phones have transformed our lives for the better and worse. I'll make it easier for us to communicate and possibly to keep secrets from our spouse. It's important to take steps to put your marriage first. Keeping secrets is seldom the right thing. Now, I've successfully been married twice. You all know that I cannot wait till I am legally single again. I'm a long-time estrangement from a second husband, who's 9 years my junior. And let's see. And, you never know. I mean, I might get married a third time. You never know. Well, one thing about it, I hope to be blessed with a successful romance. In the future, in the near future. One step at a time, right? And so this advice is good for those in exclusive relationships or open relationships or single and looking or single and not looking, and, of course, married couples that have been together for short length or long time. We all don't know it all. We may act like we know it all, I think we know it all, but that's what's so interesting about life is how we continue to learn. I just want to share that. So let me continue on regarding this, of intentional living. Social media, text messages, and cell phones have transformed our lives for better and worse, all make it easier for us to communicate and possibly to keep secrets from our spouse. It's important to take steps to put your marriage first. Keeping secrets is seldom the right thing. What would you think if your spouse read your secret messages? Embarrassed and ashamed? When you got married, two of you became one. There should be no secrets or white lies. When one spouse attempts to hide something, it can tear the fabric of the marriage. If you got a secret, ask yourself, why? Is keeping a secret best for both of you? How is your marriage enhanced by keeping a secret? And then the blog goes on to say that living intentionally today by telling your spouse the truth, it could save your marriage and begin to build an unbreakable bond within your marriage. And then they goes on to say something about a 30-day challenge, that if you can do one thing and know that it would make a significant lasting, possibly life-changing difference in your life, would you do it? And it goes to say that Dr. Carlson shares the power of one thing and why you should get started doing your one thing today. And And at the end of this blog, they go to ask in the Tell Us section, do you and your spouse share everything? We'd love to hear your success stories. Post your comments. And so I'm sharing this. Some of you might say, well, you're not in a successful relationship. Or, you know, I have friends who love me. We all are here for one another. If I am married for a third time after I am solidly and legally divorced for the second time, you bet your bottom dollar I would like my marriage to work. If I'm married again, I would like a room. If I'm not married again, I would like romance. I'm a romantic, so romance to be successful and work. Heck, my dating life, I would like to be fun and work. So it's an important topic for many of us. And if those of us that out there are in the dating world or entering the dating world like myself, then, you know, it's important to know, you know, I guess dating is different than being in a sexual relationship or marriage. But if you really like somebody, it's probably best and good to be as honest as possible from the front door. And then they'll come to a time where you can't even remember the, you know, the secret or the lies, you know. But if it's but it goes back to, it depends on secrets, right? Those are hurtful secrets, but if they're harmless secrets and fun secrets, you know, that adds spice and pizzazz to one's relationship to me. That's what I think. But hurtful secrets, you know, they will break down. So I'm going to sign up for to receive that newsletter. Because this is a spiritual website, obviously, and they offer prayer. And that's just good. For those of you who believe in prayer, believe in the higher power of the Lord, you know. So I'm signing up right quick as I talk on that for their newsletter and devotional information and all of that. So I'm doing my best to continue talking on. And okay, I'm almost through. I think I need to head on to back to the chat room. My apologies. I had I told you all I was trying to. The phone started acting kind of crazy before getting off the, right before getting on the air. And so my phone apparently, it ran off out of juice. So that's why I had to, I got disconnected during the song that was playing and had to re-enter, had to call back and re-enter into the broadcast. So if some of you was wondering why there was silence, that's what happened. Okay. So that's interesting news right there. That was an interesting article right there. Interesting blog. Very interesting. Visit the website and listen to the podcast, Intentional Living. And so I'm trying to tweet it out in Google One of the podcast also if you don't have time to read the blog. Most of us, if you're listening to this show, I have time to listen to quality broadcasting. So that's good right there. Okay. Then there's just so much information in regards to keeping secrets. good or bad season. And so many books in regards to that. This book, this article, this information from different angles, psychological, spiritual. I even ran across a website, $1 Billion Secret, where people can post things anonymously in regards to keeping secrets. And the secrets are everywhere. I didn't know people were so big in to secrets. But I see MSN also published an article, and I'm seeing all kind of articles about if it's okay to keep secrets, if it's okay for partners within a romance to keep a secret. And again, we pretty much agree that if it's harmless, then, you know, keep the mystery going. Reveal certain things that if we aren't, but when they're hurtful, wow, that's a decision to make. And this is from MSN Lifestyle. And this was published by Jacqueline Law. It's not current, but it is about keeping secrets. And also, those of you that are parents, it even involves when you're parenting your kids. And it goes on to say that keeping secrets from your partner, which secrets are okay, which ones to come clean on. And number one, it goes to say that the stress of parenting your kids, honestly, is the best policy. Most of the time, we all keep the occasional secret from our partners, often to avoid an argument or spare their feelings. What he doesn't know can't hurt him, right? And that's what I've been thinking, doing research and preparing for the show, that some people, you know, just say, well, what he or she doesn't know won't hurt them, right? and this paragraph goes to say the short answer, it depends. Like many of us say, it depends on the secret. Okay, it continues on to say that the writer of this article says that we talked to Linda Reed, a registered clinical counselor, in Nanomi, B.C., who specializes in couples and families, about when it's okay to keep secrets from your spouse and when doing so could mean your relationship is headed for trouble. The secret, stand in touch with your ex online. Out of curiosity, you look him up on Facebook and Innocent Pope leads to a message, and now you've friended each other and are flirting up a storm. It's harmless, you think? You'll never take it further, but his behavior is almost always a no. Let's read. Partners who discover that flirting usually feel hurt, deceived, and betrayed. He's going to wonder, why is this a secret? If it's innocent, then presumably you'll be able to talk to me about it. She says, there will be probably consequences in the form of judgment or argument or hurt. Better to bring out into the open and discuss how he feels about your keeping in touch with a former flame. Also see Fix Your Marriage this weekend, 48 Hours So Close to Bond, Married to Mr. Less Perfect, How to Fix These Common Flaws, and How to Know If You're Headed for Divorce. Those are other articles that's related to this article. And it goes to say that the secret, hiding your shopping purchase. Yeah, that's a big thing in a lot of relationships, you all, because we have some shopaholics out there. It goes to say that you just had to buy those charming silver ballet flats. They fit perfectly, and you swear you heard them call your name. But you know what your husband would say. Don't you have another pair exactly like those? The fact that the other pair is black won't matter much. So you tuck the box into your closet and wait a while before wearing them. No biggie, right? It depends on the larger context, it reads. Go ahead and buy shoes if it makes you happy. But think about why you're concealing it. Are you dipping into shared money? issue, shopping a compulsion that you're struggling with. The occasional splurge is fine, but you should seek help if it's out of your control. And there's other stories that they have in regards to this article, and a story called "An Affair to Remember: Five Things Never to Say to Your Boyfriend." Is it still cheating if there's no sex, and how to improve your guy? And cheating, no sex. You know, some people talk about emotional attachments are just as bad as sex. That's a very popular topic. Then it goes on to say that the secret, late-night snacking, it might seem innocuous, but before you reach for the Gouda and crackers, think about why you're munching on the fly. If doing so makes you feel ashamed, you need to stop indulging, says Reed. Enlist some help to manage the behavior and understand where it comes from. If you're snacking because you're hungry, adjust your eating habits to avoid cravings. And then there's the other secret, a secret that many of us know about, right? Men and women, expensive beauty treatment. Once in a while, you slink off to a spa to indulge in a facial or to get a hit of Botox. Does your hubby need to know? Reed thinks beauty treatments are okay to keep to yourself as long as you're not blowing your household budget on them. The key point is, does it make you feel better? I don't mean it's false self-esteem boost, but it's part of self-care. Women are entitled to use beauty aids we have for millennia. If you can't shake a negative self-image, however, consider talking to a therapist. And then it goes on, the secret that you can't stand your in-laws. You dread seeing your husband's family. They've never really warmed up to you, and you're tired of trying to win them over. He'll feel hurt if he knew, so you stew quietly. You've got to tell him, says Reed. Pretending everything is fine will eat at you. And besides, you may already be conveying your feelings unconsciously. Most communication is nonverbal. She points out, if the secret is going to become obvious imminently, why continue to act in an inauthentic way? And then there's another important secret, hiding debt. This is a no-no. Legally speaking, your partner could be partly liable for the money you owe. It's unfair to rack up debts without his knowledge. Hiding debt may also indicate deeper issues such as compulsive spending. The potential for a toxic element coming into the relationship is greater with something like a hidden debt than hiding shoe purchases, says Reed. Hiding debt has some pretty serious repercussions in terms of trust and accountability. Come clean about it to your husband, and if you can't resolve it together, consider seeking help in the form of credit counseling or marriage coaching. Sound like both. It will be needed in that area. And then there's the secret, fantasizing about other guys. Go ahead. Imagine yourself shagging Clive or Jude or that fellow you saw at Whole Foods. It's your little secret. We're entitled to our own internal fantasies, says Reed. It's okay if you're not acting on it, but if you're constantly lusting after someone specific, an ex-lover or maybe a co-worker, that could mean you're dissatisfied with your current relationship. I have to do an assessment of the couple and see what else is going on, says Reed. If their secret is showing up in a number of places, then clearly there's a problem. So, that's good. Like that was a good article. Covered some important points. And I'm sharing it on Facebook, and I'm tweeting it out. Those are some good points. In different areas and different aspects of your relationship, areas that sometimes need your attention for you to rectify the problem before it gets out of hand, like the compulsive shopping, like the getting in touch with former love, you know, and all of that. So I have a Twitter out, and I also have it out on Facebook also. The point was definitely made on that one. You all can hear my baby, great niece. You can hear my niece's daughter. She's growing. Remember, she had a baby back in March. But, oh, man, Aaliyah is a grown doll. So you can hear her from another part of the house. So it might be bath time for her. So I'm going to head back to the chat room and see if any of you have called in before the live streaming discontinues. The next broadcast will be on Friday morning. I'm scheduled to go to a seminar tomorrow, so I'll tell you all about the seminar on Friday. I need to get a little shut-eye so I can get up, so I can shampoo my hair and roller fit my hair. I would love to hear about you guys' beauty and grooming tips in respect to, you know, really getting that swag in order, or if you didn't have that natural swag, you know, share some of your tips and advice regarding beauty and grooming tips and all that good stuff. But it's good to talk about good places to shop or good periodicals to check out or image consultants and stylists to get in touch with that prepare people for their professional and their personal lives, such as keeping the spice alive in their relationships or in relation to getting out there dating in the dating world. But again, I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
one. Stone, they mentioned that instead of spending money encouraging consumers to shop
one night only events featuring bands and the like. The event sponsors Vogue and the Council of Fashion Designers of America and NYC and Company are redirecting funds to other priorities. So Fashion Night Out is on hold in the U.S. It's still happening in other cities and other countries. So you guys keep us updated, those of you in other cities and countries. Fashion Night Out was first launched in 2009 in conjunction with Fall Fashion Week as New York's economy was suffering. But last year in 2012, the idea had expanded to more than 500 cities across the country and 30 cities around the world. Last year's version featured Azalea Banks, Lana Del Rey, St. Vincent, Yoko Ono, and The Strokes, Herbert Hammett Jr., among others. And networking with North Park Mall here in Richmond, Mississippi, in the Jackson Metropolitan area. I know, you guys know I love North Park Center in Dallas. But they're having an event called Girls Night Out on September the 12th. Girls Night Out on September the 12th from 5 to 8. And it looks like I will have a vendor table at that event in North Park Mall, repping Avon and Mark Girl. So super excited about that. So this will be my, Mark Girl was disabled as a separate company from Avon, and a lot of Mark reps are not mostly Avon reps. So I'm looking forward to that, having a fun time at Girls Night Out at North Park Mall in Richmond, Mississippi, in the metropolitan area of Jackson, Mississippi, and it should be fun. I've been talking more and more about the event, and hopefully we'll get the organizers on the show also to talk more about Girls Night Out. You can like North Park Mall here in Mississippi's Facebook page, and you'll see all the information and also sign up to receive the newsletter also and all of that. So big shout out. So I just wanted to mention that, and I'm quite sure of it, there would be events similar to Fashion Night Out events that would be happening, because so many probably in major cities have gotten so used to celebrating it. So I'm going to head back to the chat room. There's a lot of the shows on here, too, at Blog Talk Radio. I'm just looking at the schedule. And big shout-out to Mr. Evers. Let's talk with Charles Evers on WMPR. Amazing broadcast tonight. Again, happy birthday. Happy birthday month, especially those of you sharing the birthday month of August with me. Leos and Virgos, summer babies, summer almost over, isn't it something? Kind of planning for the fall season and football season and basketball and fair season and holiday season. Just amazing. It's amazing. Well, I'm going to head to the chat room. The next live broadcast again is on Friday. And I've been testing out these different time slots just to get a feel, and sometimes, just to get a feel of what's happening and, oh, when are the best times that you all like to listen to the show and participate and interact in the show. But schedule the broadcast. Live streaming will stop in about 80 seconds. So if you want to get in, dial 714-409-0614. show will be concluding soon. And I was just thinking, it's, wow, time went by fast. Time really went by fast. There's a lot more to talk about. First, we'll be talking once a month, first Sunday of every month. We're going to be congregating right here at Kutztalk Entertainment Report, and it's going to be youth advocates and young people, us together talking about issues that affect the overall community and also the youth advocates and youth and young people of the community, okay? That's every premiering on September the 1st, my late sister's birthday, the day before Franklin's Roast on Comedy Central. I don't remember that, you guys. Seth Rogen would be the host that day before on Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time with the young people and youth advocates. And we're going to talk about issues that's affecting our community in regards to our overall community and issues that affect youth advocates and youth and young people, you know? So should be fun, should be a blast, and should be interesting. You know, some shows will be fun, some shows would not be so fun, but important. And in talking about issues that are important, some issues are fun issues. Some issues are very serious. You know, we're talking about sex, drugs, and all of that, you know, and homelessness and the need for jobs. You know, those are really, you know, those are serious. But then the show is focusing on fun things to do and being entrepreneurs and college, topic of college. I get an email this evening from Obama in the White House talking about college affordability, you know, talking on topics of that sort, you know, very important topics. To everyone, all citizens, regardless of the party they belong to, and if they even if they don't vote, it's important for us as citizens to talk about important issues. So just wanted to let you know about that. And if you want to be involved, want to come on the show and talk about things on doing that show, or want to with others certain issues that we should bring up on that broadcast, please don't hesitate to talk about that, okay? So it's really a fun show. Shout out to the Avon and Mort community. You guys visit my new website at Avon, youravon.com/Francis Williams. I know some of you have already started your holiday shopping. You know, you turn on HSN and QVC, and then we've already had the event, July, Christmas in July event here in Mississippi. I know when I first transitioned into Avon was having like Christmas and summer, you know, in summertime event. So just amazing. But again, you are still appreciating us. Thank you for supporting the show. Definitely still properly developing the show. There's a lot going down, a lot going on, but working on keeping the show on the up and up. And I thank you. I know some of you, I don't like it when I go on hiatus, but then I like it that some of you, if you miss shows, you do listen to archive shows. And, you know, if you don't get a chance to listen to live broadcasts, you do know you can listen to the show again. Every show, every broadcast from March 21st, 2011 is on record, and you can just pull it up and listen to it anytime. And I like the feature shows, and sometimes I go way back to the beginning of the feature shows right here at blogtalkradio.com, Kutztalk Inc. I really do. Because, you know, I'm very excited about every show I've ever broadcast, I've been excited about. Regardless of what's happening, I've been excited about. And I appreciate you, and thank you for your support and all of that. I really do. But, I'm going to chill out and mellow out, and I'll play a little bit of different tunes and PSAs and talk about certain things. But it's time, almost time to conclude. But I know it's a good tonight and a little bit more music before including the live broadcast tonight. Again, I appreciate you. I appreciate your support in all things. You're amazing.
Chris Starr, Minneapolis, beautiful stranger.
North, Moments in Love, right now.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I know. I'm just mellowing out, enjoying it just like you guys. I know I get caught up, too, in the moment of listening to really cool music. And I've been getting so much music and adding so much to the playlist. A lot of shows in the future are going to be, like, strictly, like, music shows, and I invite the performers on the show to talk about their, you know, wouldn't it be fun to have, like, maybe three or four, I think two to four artists on the show to come in and talk about their life, their music, and so on. I think it would be pretty kind of fun and interesting throughout a show, throughout broadcast. I think that would be really fun. And to do that, let me know if you want to do that and be a part of it and keep sending awesome music off.
My name is Janice Nolan. I am Assistant Vice President for Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. And I want to tell you about what you can do and what we need to do as a nation to help fight for cleaner air. We as a nation need to cut emissions, that is pollution, coming from big polluters like coal-fired power plants and ocean-going vessels. We need to fix old dirty diesel engines to make them run cleaner. We need to strengthen the standards for ozone and for particle pollution to better protect our health. And we need to improve our decaying infrastructure of air monitors, because that's how we find out whether we have pollution problems and when we're cleaning them up. And finally, most of all, we as a nation must enforce the laws that help us improve our air. Now, to find out how your community's working with clean air, how the air in your community ranks, go to the American Lung Association State of the Air report on our website at www.lungusa.org. That's LUNGUSA.org. On that website, you can type in your zip code and find out the grade that your community gets for air pollution. While you're there, you can join our advocacy team. On our website, you can sign up for our e-advocacy to get involved and send messages to members of Congress and to the administration to urge them to take action to protect the air we all breathe.
Wow, that's important. Man, whenever I hear those public service announcements, it makes me think. And before I conclude the show, I wanted to play one song before I conclude. Hear Jimmy's song.
Talk to me, can you?
to our favorite song. I'll wash your body in the shower. Let's step into the beauty light. So when you dry off, step into the room. Damn, girl, your body's so right.
I'm looking forward to tonight.
Mom, whatever you want.
Mommy, I
Thank you for your love and your support. And until the next broadcast, live broadcast time on Friday, be good and be true. Looking forward to attending a seminar I'm attending tomorrow. But first of all, I need to get a little shut-eye and shampoo and roller set my dresses. You are definitely loved and you are definitely appreciated. Thank you, my on and offline friends, listeners of the show. We're never running out of topics, and looking forward to you calling in and chatting also. Thank you. God bless. You've been listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Cousin Shaw's Entertainment Report. Thank you. Hugs and kisses. I am Beth, a.k.a. Beatrice.